Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
505 DGS. Happy Tuesday. Pretty night. Cold night. Rach, you put together a Craigslist Price is Right, did you not?
I sure did, Dave.
Will you share it with us?
Yeah, let's play. So it's Craigslist Price is Right. I have some listings here from our local STL Craigslist, and it's your guys' job to try to bid the closest to the actual listing price. So let's start out with a May the Force Be With You canvas, okay? Mm-hmm. 24 by 36 inch framed Star Wars famous quote. May the Force be with you. On canvas type material, it's wood framed and in new condition. Mm. It's a really nice gift for a Star Wars fan or would be great decorative display for a collector store. It is just a canvas with the words, May the Force be with you, painted on it, and then a tiny Yoda head.
Can you see it? Like, have you seen it?
I have seen it. And that's exactly what it is.
Does it look professional or did, like, Carl Mittleman do it?
Well, I think Carl could probably do a pretty good job. But it does. It looks professional, but it doesn't look like it's official Star Wars merchandise, if that makes sense.
I gotcha. Andrew, why don't you lead this one off?
Qualifying question.
Sure.
How white is Yoda's beautiful robe?
It's just his head.
Okay. I'm going to say... $35.
Now you guys are confusing
me. Did he nail
me.
It?
He did. It's $35 on the nose.
Is it, does he have a white robe or no? Because now I'm getting confused.
He doesn't.
Okay.
He does not.
He has a robe, though.
Kind of?
Yeah, they're like they're like brown robes and
like a,
Empire
like a,
Strikes
like a
Back.
Cape.
He wears skinny jeans and a tank top.
Mesh tank top.
Me. Okay, next up, we have the Ultimate Sweater Machine. By Bond America. It's a new open box and row counter. So this looks like a loom that you can make sweaters on at home. Hmm. New condition. That's all I got for you guys.
I'll say $40.
Okay.
How big is it?
It does not say.
Okay. $100.
I mean, you know how big sweaters are, so.
Well, looms
you can,
are
you
like,
can reverse engineer it from
looms
there.
Looms are big, though.
It's a little loom that you could put on your desk.
Okay. Yeah, like $100.
What do you think, Dave?
$105.
Andrew gets this one, too. $90 for the Ultimate Sweater Machine by Bond America.
I think the Ultimate's pushing it a little bit. I mean, I'm sure J. Crew's got a pretty decent one.
Okay, next up from Imperial, we have 50 different old, antique, and unusual padlock locksmith. Ooh,
like
that's
this.
What the listing says, okay?
There are 50. 50 of them?
Correct. So here's the body of the listing. 50 padlocks for one money, all in good condition. Some are brass, some are steel. Some have keys, some do not. Please contact me by phone only. They mean phone. I do not answer text or emails. Thank you for looking.
Well, they're obviously stupid. So let's go $50, a padlock.
$60.
Man, all that for one money is pretty good. I'm going to say $30. They might be lowballing this one.
Trish takes it $100.
Ooh.
She was the closest.
Wow.
We only have three listings left, people.
I do like a padlock.
Yeah?
When I was a kid, oh yeah.
Yeah, but some have keys
50 of them.
And some don't.
I just never had one money.
I can't.
All in good condition. We actually have four listings. I lied. Okay, next up. I pulled this for Dave because I know he likes to collect his watches, okay? This is out of Baldwin. a vintage Winnie the Pooh Timex watch in new condition in its original box. So it's a rare vintage Pooh watch in this condition with original box. New condition and box. Hard to find in this condition. Timex watch works. The little bees rotate to the second, and the band is genuine leather with bees embossed down the length. Great for any Pooh or Disney collection.
Sounds fancy.
I wouldn't go to this guy's house for $1,000. That's one too many poos for me.
Yeah, I'll leave it. I'll leave the money on the porch, and then you leave the watch yeah. in the mailbox.
Well, he or she's obviously very proud of it. Mm-hmm. So $100.
I'll go $35.
Rachel's smile is suspicious. That means it's either $1 or $1,000.
$500. Yeah,
I'm gonna say. So I'll go high. I'll say like $150.
Okay, Trish gets another one, $45 for the vintage Winnie the Pooh Timex
Boy,
watch.
He really worked it.
I know.
Didn't
I guessed wrong.
I wouldn't say Pooh in a box for $45.
Okay, here is my personal favorite of today's listings. It's from Arnold. It's a rare 1970s Nixon candle. There's a lot of random Richard Nixon merchandise on the St. Louis Craigslist.
I guess it's one guy.
So it's in excellent condition, and it's a tabletop candle. It says in the description, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, President Nixon candle, rare. And from the photo, it's his head on different sides of the candle doing the
like
hear
the
no
monkey.
Yes. It's... Mm. Kind of awesome.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm picturing it as like one of those like Virgin Mary prayer candles that you can find, but it's like of Nixon.
But this is a mold
of
his head.
Ever been lit.
If you were to buy this candle and in the middle of the night, draw a circle around it and light it, and stuff's going to happen in your life. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It has power.
You'll get your own little Richard Nixon friend.
Well, Trish asked if it was lit. It says it's in excellent condition. It did not appear to be melted in any way when I viewed the photos.
I'll go 50.
I'll go 30.
I was going to say that. I'll...
What would you pay for it?
To burn Richard Nixon's head, I will say, 70.
Man, Andrew takes another one, $65.
Jeez. You're wasting your time in this job.
That's expensive.
This is the only thing in my life I'm good at.
I wonder if
my
there's
entire
a scent.
Life across the spectrum, I'm good at one thing, and it's Craigslist prices, right?
It smells like scandal. Okay, speaking of scents. Out of St. Louis County, someone is selling a fragrance set for men. It's Blue Seduction by Antonio Banderas. New, still in the unopened package.
Antonio Banderas had a cologne
called Blue Seduction. Oh, that's great.
So you get a body spray and a cologne in this pack.
Sounds more like an Antonio Sabato Jr. kind of product.
Yeah, it really does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think a product like that could go for?
$40.
$25.
Dave finally gets himself on the map. On the 25 nose. On the nose for Antonio.
He's a Bandera head.
Okay, here's the final listing of the night. You can pick this up in House Springs or Chesterfield. Hmm. And it's a deal or no deal game. Deal or No Deal DVD game that has only been played a few times. I don't know why that matters.
Gently worn.
I kind of won it, if that means anything to any of you.
Deal or No Deal board game?
DVD game.
Oh, DVD game. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when she said that, I had forgotten that there was an actual game called Deal or No Deal. And she goes, it's a Deal or No Deal kind of game. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, me too. I
didn't know I'd have to commit to this.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to play freeze tag. In or out. Deal or No Deal.
That show used to drive me crazy. I could not watch it unless I had it DVR'd. Because
the waiting and the drama.
Like, go to the
let's,
guy that I we can't
get
see.
The banker on the phone.
Oh, drive me nuts.
I love Deal or No Deal.
DVD, 15.
Okay.
23.
Alrighty.
I'm going to say 5.
He wins this round, folks. Just as for everyone playing at home, I have said this during the game many times in the past. pretty much every DVD on Craigslist is exactly $5. So Andrew remembered that hard and fast rule, and he got 4 out of the 7 listings that we did.
It was also because she said she was thinking about buying it, and I know that Rachel wouldn't pay like $20 for a used DVD.
For a DVD.
You're like an FBI profiler. What would you want most out of that group?
Oh boy!
I want the Nixon candle.
Yeah, yeah. I was
probably
say
the Nixon candle or the DVD
or the padlocks.
I just want to know. Money.
I want to know how many of the 50 have keys, because he's like, some do, some don't. So what's that?
All
like 2 have
money.
Keys or 49?
Yeah, and do the keys come in the padlock, or do you have to sort through all of them and try them in each
so
lock?
So many questions.
Oh, that could be fun, though.
I was going to say.
That's an evening.
One of you freaks would like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one it is.
This one.
Really? What would you enjoy about that?
I would like sorting through and like matching up the keys. That could be a funny, like a puzzle. Like a puzzle.
This key it's goes like to this one, and this key goes to that one. Game's over.
It's a deal or no deal kind of game.
It's a deal or no deal kind
key
of lock.
Key or no key.
You got 100 keys, got 100 locks. Deal or no deal. And he's like, okay, deal. Bring him to me.
Deal. All that for one money. Deal.
See, I feel like if we hadn't just done this, and I said, I need a big favor from you. I have 100 locks at home, and I have 100 keys. I don't know which one goes to which. Will you do this? Like, first you'd bitch. Like, you would be texting Ray, just like, I can't believe this. He wants me to do this. But then I feel like you'd do 10.
No, I would do all. I would enjoy that. You've asked me for silly stuff like that in the past. Not anything quite that silly. But you've asked me to do that sort of thing for
you. Do you remember any of them?
I really don't. Because they haven't been, like, egregious. There's...
Well, that's good to know.
Well, I mean, you haven't been like, hey, come over and mow my lawn or whatever. Like, you've asked for pretty, like, normal things. Just like, hey, I found this box. Can you sort through this stuff for me and let me know if anything's of interest or whatever?
Really? I don't remember ever doing that.
Here's a box. Sort through
it. He can't give you a specific example, but he does remember the emotion.
He does know.
It's been 11
years.
Then
I've done it, but it wasn't egregious.
I've done you favors in 11 years.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I would love to
It's usually getting
sort
donuts, though.
Or a sandwich.
Sure. I would love to sort through locks, though. That sounds like it would be
get
fun.
Those locks. Get
no
them, please.
Kidding. Will you please
get
buy
them.
These?
I'm not going to that guy's house.
Storage Wars. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is that your dream to like be able to
go
rummage
through
stuff?
No, that would be really great. I love like rummaging. Anytime like I find just the other day I was looking for some stuff that I thought might have been of value in my parents' attic that I used to have as a kid, and so like. Going through each of those boxes that I hadn't touched it.
Did you have to move
the
jars of poisonous spiders when you did that?
I was cognizant of them, I'll tell you that. I was definitely aware that they were up there. They were watching me.
So they're still there?
I don't know this.
I haven't.
I don't know the jar of poisonous spider thing.
Can you tell it in 2 minutes?
Yeah, there's a bunch of spiders. Like, my parents' house has a brown recluse problem, and there's a bunch of spiders. And I was living there when my wife had COVID last year is when I, like, realized it. Because I was living in the upstairs where my parents never are, where I was as a kid, and there were just spiders everywhere. And, like, there was one that was, like, right above me as I was sleeping, but I couldn't get it because it would, like, retreat back into the hole. And I finally caught one, and I put it in a little jar so that it could be identified if we ever needed, like, an exterminator to identify it. And then it just ended up sitting there for, like,
and it's
months.
Still there?
It's still there. It's not alive anymore, but it's still there.
Just in case.
So you had a poisonous spider, venomous, whatever, just going in and out of a little hole right above your head.
Yeah, there's like shelving built into the wall right above where this bed is in my brother's old room. And he would like pop out and I would be like, I'm going to get you. And he would like, woo.
I would never be able to close my eyes.
Picture the spider having like a top hat. And
yeah. He's like, woo-hoo, you'll never
jazz
catch me.
Hands.
Jazz hands.
He was like a Michigan J Frog. He'd come out
oh
and sing.
Oh my God.
525 DGS. Trish got some food stuff for us.
Yeah. Remember the KFC fire log?
Yeah.
Tell me again.
Yeah.
So it's the 11 herbs and spices. It's a fire log that
like
you put.
Like a real like, yeah. Duraflame that smells like chicken.
Yep. It's going to cost you $14.99 and you can get it for Walmart.
That is.
And anyone who buys it has a chance to win a 3-day, 2-night stay in a log cabin. You get a private dinner prepared on site by KFC's head chef, Chris Scott.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, I'm non-ironically interested in that. That sounds pretty great.
$15 seems like a little much for a log.
I'm just not, it seemed, okay, like I love candles. And I love candles that smell like things, but That's a pretty big fire that smells like chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want my fire to smell like a fire.
Yeah.
Or you could just stop by Odyssey and walk in the lobby.
Yeah, seriously.
No kidding.
I was thinking when she said that, I was like, we kind of have this now.
The best the KFC smells is when you leave. Right? Because it's like it's just a subtle waft, mm-hmm. and it's dinner time, and you're hungry. And
carried on a nice winter breeze.
Screws right me up every night.
Nostrils.
All right, one more quick one. Mariah's Menu is debuting at McDonald's on December 13th, and there's going to be Mariah merch.
Nice.
Like T-shirts and the whole nine yards, but she'll have a meal a day for 12 days.
Man, I feel like since we're talking about fast food, we have to remind people to stop by Hardee's, make a dollar donation to Operation Food Search. You get a limited edition DGS sticker. Not to mention, you get some awesome food while you're in the process of making a donation that helps a lot of people.
And ask for the Andrew meal, which there is not one, which is going to beg the question, why the hell isn't there an Andrew meal at Hardee's?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.